It'll be George Washington's birthday.
Yeah, if it's George Washington's birthday, what's that Christmas tree doing over there on stage?
Thing, look, that's not a Christmas tree. It's a cherry tree.
Well, don't look now, Ken, but the cherries are all lit up.
But, speaking of George Washington, Dave...
Which you just did.
Yeah, please, don't interrupt here. I'm having a very interesting story. I know for an absolute fact that Washington did throw a silver dollar across the Potomac River.
Well, I didn't know about that, Ken. Where'd you get this information?
Now, Jolson.
Jolson? How would he know?
He was on the opposite bank of the river with a catcher's mitt.
I'll have to see that dollar.
Don't worry, Joe. He still got it.
And you ain't gonna give it to me.
No,
you
right.
If you'll excuse me, the Red Man and I would like to do it to him if he's going a healthy revival.
Pretty baby.
Back in the 20s, Joe Fisher used to dance to this tune. Maybe this rendition will put Joe back on the hoop. John Scott, are you ready? Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your pretty girl that mother too. Pretty baby, won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? We'll travel all the time. All I want to love and baby, and it might well be you.
But I can't.
But come over here. This is your spot to spout. Come on. Turn it in. Not with socialism.
Now, look, I repeat, Mr. Steele, there's nothing I can say.
Well, Ken, I know for a fact there are several brand new social radios and radio phone calls coming up. Stop dealing over them.
But then those new models are simply cheapest.
Yeah. Well, I should live to see the announcer keeping the commercial a secret.
It's a really new thing, but how do you know the same that I'm all the stores yet?
Well, even if they aren't all the stores yet, folks are being disappointed about them. Come on, Todd, now, Jim.
Well, Ben, I can't let everybody in on one secret.
I'm not really.
I can tell you about a sensation on your Philco radio phonograph, an extra atom of trouble. Lots of weapons.
Have you laughed, Todd? I'm not really.
Well, even if they aren't all in the stars yet, folks will be interested in hearing about them. Come on, here's our star.
I can't let everybody in on one secret. I can tell you about a sensational filter or radio phonograph of an extra added attraction, lots of record storage space in the cabin. That's a real bonus for you record fans, but it's only the beginning of the story on this fine new filter. Wait till you hear it at your dealer. And radio or records, its tone is but terrific. Super smooth filter automatic record changer, too. Talk about pretty babies. Mahogany cabin is a real eyesore. And the price? Now just check your filter dealer. You'll be getting this great new filter combination any day now. And your own eyes and ears will tell you it's a sensational value for your money. And you're listening to the radio phonograph from Filter, the leader.
One of the big ballads this winter is Ballerina. I think you'll enjoy John Scott's cover of Beautiful Ballerina. Dance, ballerina, dance. Do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance. You mustn't once forget a dance that has to dance for fun. Oh, ballerina, what? Just ignore the care that you know. This is the moment, girl. Although he's not a hair, applauding as you see the show. Once you say, his love must return. You want to gain and say, I guess that's your concern. You live and learn. And love is gone, ballerina. Go on with your career. You can't afford a bachelor man. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show. As round and round we go, so ballerina dance. Dance, dance, dance. So on with your career, you can't afford a bachelor's grand. A thousand people here have come to see the show. As long as you go, so ballerina dance. The piano run was by Betty Cole. Because we feel it's high time that our children have got to vote, we're invested with some good-looking masculine and people to leave the monotony of such nondescript characters as we have around here, like Carpenter and Sawyer myself. We have fetched up tonight one of our town's best-looking leading men. Our guest room this evening harbors a lad named Robert Taylor. Take a bend, Bob. The other day, by way of making small talk, I was flipping through a copy of Photoplay magazine to see what's going on here in Pickleville. And I read that you were going to Nebraska.
That's right, Ben. Good old Philly, Nebraska.
Philly, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, I've been in Nebraska, but I didn't seem to recall a town by the name of Philly.
Well, it's about 9 miles west of Crab Orchard.
Crab Orchard, where's that?
Well, that's about 30 miles southeast of Beaver Crossing.
Beaver Crossing.
Yeah, and that's about 10 miles northwest of Mayberry.
Well, Bob, just where is Philly in relation to Omaha?
Omaha?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just want to start this thing over. Say, Bob, the other day I read in the paper where you were born in New York City.
Oh, that's a lie. I was born in Philly, Nebraska.
Here we go again. What's the population?
174. Of course, the town will be mobbed the day of the big game.
What big game?
I don't know. I haven't had one yet.
Ha, 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 You get a baseball team, the better I'll do for it. I get the Pittsburgh Pirates to put down there, so I make the baseball.
Well, Ben, I tell you, Philly doesn't have a baseball team, and that baseball is made out of horse hide.
What does that do with it?
Well, Philly's a one-horse town. We're not going to kill the horse just like play baseball.
I took your ball easily. Remember those horses I used to race?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're on the National League now.
I heard about the new slow ball they have.
You're Bob Taylor, not Bob Hope. Please, you're beginning to sound a little like old Parsons.
That reminds me, Bing, I've got a business proposition to you.
Please, Bob, my brother Everett. He's one of my business.
Well, this contains Bob Hope.
Brother Jack handles all his business.
No wonder I don't have a radio program. I'm not a brother.
Well, you can have mine.
I can't afford him.
Neither can I.
Hey,
what's this
deal
that you
want
to play now?
Well, Bill, to make a long story.
We can do.
We haven't got much of a
story here. Our riders
last
night lost their
jokes. Last night, I saw the road to
Rio. That was outstanding, didn't you think?
Yes. What I'm getting at, Ben, is that I'm tired of making serious cases. Why not let me make one of those road efforts for you?
Isn't that fine? Yeah. What will we do about this?
I understand that Paramount's going to retire. I hope that's all he's getting along with.
Well, I'm no Mickey. He's getting over, too. Yeah, but it doesn't show on him. No, Bob, I don't think Paramount's ever going to retire. Hope yet. In fact, I heard they just had his bid
reactivated.
The good town people have a standing order to keep this boy in place. Tell you one thing, Bob. If you in the picture instead of Hope, we'd get the kind of people into the theater we've never had before.
What do you mean?
Women.
Something I'd like to do a picture with you. I really would, but I know that with you, man, I'm not going to do it.
I'll tell you what, man. If you let me make a road picture of you, I'll see to it, but you get both of them over.
Thanks, and if that's not a square deal, I'll... Well, but Bob, how are we going to get rid of Hope? Ben, get the rest of it.
How are we going to get rid of Hope?
I understand he's got quite a figure, waddling down the aisle, picking his teeth with a roller
stone. Well,
what do you say, Ben? Do you like the paper? It's not an idea, Bob. Do you think you can handle the kind of stuff that Hope does?
Well, in fact, it's been all day. Is it simple?
No, I wouldn't. Don't let that stop you. Wouldn't stop Hope. Okay, music to you, John Scott.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bob
broadcasting from the La Brea Tri-Tip Dog and Cat Hospital, Taylor.
For you guys and girls, if you want your teeth to say Roger, well told, and brush them twice a day with a brand new hair coat. Hi-ya! What do you think, huh? I must admit you did a pretty fair job with that whole person. All the little pictures in the Bible pictures are musical.
No, but back home in Philly, I used to play with a harmonic.
Or the Philly harmonic.
What did you play?
Good job. I don't know if it's enough. I don't know if it's enough.
If you're going to wind up with Lamar, I've got to have something to hold.
You know, a cello with a sarong might be better than Lamar. I don't know. You'll have to play Thanks for the Mending after all you're doing whole time.
The only two I know is the glowworm.
The glowworm. I tell you, just your cello, Bob. I'll keep the Thanks for the Mending. Keep the three and two seconds.
Thanks for the compliment.
It goes like this, roughly.
It'll be rough.
It's going to be a smash. Here's the way it goes. Thanks for the Mending. I'm
got to remind people.
Oh, I'm just to tell you that I'm a musician too. I'll join in maybe on the instrument
that I studied when I was a kid.
Well, let's go. Hold on.
Three, and a hit it. Great, but there's one very important thing I must tell you.
It's awful.
I don't mean nothing.
If you take Hope's part, you'll have to take the
Hope attitude and insult me all the time. You happen to decide that you have to run
down my clothes, my hair,
the tie, everything. You have to criticize my singing, my acting.
You really got to kick me around.
Okay, skinhead, here's an adrenaline. Pick up those baggy bloomers, you're going to take the
road. Toad.
No.
Water your mascara.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute,
Don. Call me, pretty boy.
Listen, if we're going to be hooked, this is only the beginning.
Okay, happy hip.
Let's find a road picture. What is it? Yes, all we need is a map.
Tell us the picture, Mr. Carpenter.
Hello, to the Congo.
Starring Baby Satchel Creek, Dave.
And Bob.
Picture, stick it on.
Romantic land in the world.
It's Malta, California. This is a road trip. We just
stop there, grab some clams, and move on.
On to the African Congo,
where we find
our two and seven soldiers approaching, taking their way to the jungle
in search of big game.
Well, here you are in the jungle of Africa. You've always got
me on a wild goose chase.
I had a goose now. We already got 50 wild goose.
You hadn't
proposed to that girl in Altoona. I don't know if she's going to say yes. And
quit your griping, baby, Lock.
I'll tell you not to grab it. What's the plot of this picture? How are we going to find the nearest, the famous white elephant
with the black tusk?
Is in this area. When that elephant dies, we'll be millionaires.
Never even met that animal.
How do we know he'll die and leave his money to us?
Don't you understand me, on eyes?
Watch it, Lord. We can grab that elephant's ivory and make a fortune and sell it at the piano manufacturer.
There's a big shortage of black keys back home.
Listen, Shaggy, I think I hear
some native drum.
Maybe they can go and find us, maybe.
Maybe they can lead us to the black
test. Yeah, come on, Jim. Head where you're at, boat. Hey, Bob, did you bring along the box of trinkets to say to the natives?
Yep, here's one of the trinkets right here.
That's nothing but a canteen of water.
Well, trinket.
That's what's material.
Hey, look out. There's an alligator in front of us.
That's just an alligator. It's an alligator. It's a log.
I say it's an alligator.
I'll say it's a log. I'll show you. Hold on a second while I reach out and pick it. It's an alligator. I told you something. Call me Lefty.
This place is infested with animals.
Yeah. How do you do,
ladies and gentlemen?
This is Bob Coast Guard
Hope. Hey, hold it,
man. I think I see an elephant
way over there in the tent.
You got a grand skeleton. Hey, look, there's a whole
herd of elephants.
He's got news from the border.
Welcome, stranger.
Roger Leo, how are you?
Me, Madman Munch. News elephant dealer.
Well, you're just a man that can help us, man.
We're looking for a very special animal, a white elephant with a black tusk.
Oh, horse-mounted elephant.
Oh, you no get him.
That animal is very personal property of Her
Highness the Blonde Princess of Congo.
The Blonde Princess? What's her name?
You ever hear of Tarzana?
Sure.
Her name is Kino.
Hey, you sound like something we ought to investigate. Where do I find it?
Where do we find it?
Princess, I'm you.
Yeah, get a load of that.
What's the matter, boys? Your whistle stuck?
Good, Princess, but we haven't seen a girl in so long. We've almost forgotten what they look like.
Do you want to refresh your memory?
Refresh it? You refuel it.
Say, you're cute. What's your name?
Bob Phillips. This is my friend, Daddy Hayes.
Hey! Chuck, I'm not bashful. I always climb trees when I come to jail.
Well, come down from there. Let me get a good look at you.
Okay, go on. What do you think?
So I'm back up.
Hey, Princess, we understand that you're the owner of the famous pink elephant with the black tusk. We'd like to make a deal with you.
A deal?
Yeah, we've got to have that elephant.
Okay, well, I'll make a deal. I'll trade my elephant to one of you sellers.
It's a deal, honey. Call me, grab the elephant and head for the state.
Just a minute.
You take the funky dame, John.
I'll beat it. Scram. Get lost. Blow, will you?
Just a minute, Terry. You can't see it. I would get the girl.
Well, I've changed my mind. I want it.
Why, well, you dirty double talker. How can you just get you here?
It's easy. I'm supposed to be Hope.
Silly. Now scram out of the Congo, bud.
Oh, no. Oh, bonga, bonga, bonga. I'm going to leave the Congo.
Oh, yeah, yes, you will.
Bingo, bango, blintzes, I'm supposed to get the blintzes. Why don't you go? Don't want no hairy buzzes hanging around me, grabbing my date.
Isn't a lover boy. Then climb him a coconut tree and cuddle up his eyes and make. Oh, thank you.
As good as Hope, then how you were better. I want to tell you something else.
No, it's a pleasure working with someone that lets me get up to the microphone. Hey, Bing, what are we going to do about the blonde princess?
I'm going to have to talk to town coins for her later. Meanwhile, I got to do a song.
You'll make it along, will you? I want to talk to the
phone. No, you don't. You stand right here now. Stand by. Don't go away.
Loosened up and don't be so cozy with your promotion.
I don't want to keep on playing mysterious moles like this thing because they think I want to offend you. I said, just
arriving at the Silco dealers now.
I don't tell you a teaser to tell you the Patron style and performance. These 1948 photos are the most sensational new values in radios. But we have to hold our fire to ensure you can walk into your Philco dealers and check up with your own eyes and ears on their tone and performance. Believe us when you do, you'll get an eyeful as well as an earful. Meanwhile, keep your eye on your own Philco dealer. Don't think now. Maybe he'll beat us to the punch and be able to show you those sensational Philco radio phonographs before we get a chance to tell you about them. And don't forget, in back of every radio Philco makes are all of the sources of the world's largest radio manufacturer. Research laboratories, quality materials, radio know-how, plus the capacity of the world's longest radio production line. Once again, you'll find it all pays off the most for your radio money. The outstanding new values of your dealer today from Philco, famous for quality the world over.
There's a story that gypsies know is true, that when your love wears golden earrings, it belongs to you. An old love story that's known to very few. But if you wear these golden earrings, love will come to you. By the burning fire they will glow, with every coal you will hear desire to glow inside your soul. So be my gypsy, make love your guiding light, and let this tale of golden earrings cast a spell tonight.
Plush box, I shall now reach for my cabinet snap brim and hit my favorite road, the road home.
First, I'd like to thank Bob Taylor
and his cello for joining us tonight.
Don't mention it, Bing, the cello, that is.
Oh, the grand, Bob.
By the way, do you mind if I make Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer very happy by mentioning my latest fiction?
Oh, The High Wall.
Really gripping drama, Bob. By all means,
let's give it a big plug.
Oh, thanks. Who's your guest for next week, Bing?
Next week, happy news. Miss Peggy Lee is going to stop in, and we're doing the second edition of the Flop Parade. We've got some great tunes, some real clunks, some fine melodic fellas. We are going to unveil here next week.
And we're also expecting Rudolph Smohopper, our elusive guest.
Well, good. I'll be listening.
Good night, Bob.
Good night, folks. And thanks.
This program
program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Lumieres, Bing's guest, Peggy Lee, and your all-time flop parade. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the newest fig in radio from Philco, the leader.